It's really the same. Even last week, even the week before that, even week one of the season, obviously getting a little bit more reps today than I have been, but, just kind of approaching it the same way.
You feel more confident just because, again, you went through game action and then additionally this past game, even though it was a shorter or maybe the same period, fourth quarter. What's your sense of your level of confidence now?
Yeah, I think it's always stayed high, and that's the thing. You get a lot of advice as a quarterback that's the most valuable thing you have is your confidence, and it definitely helped to get out there again and kind of be able to complete some balls and things like that on this past game. But my confidence has always stayed high.
And Coach was saying that we were asking him about Joe and scout team and so forth. He said the two of you would be taking reps. Was it about even in practice, or did you get most of them? How did it go in terms of the rep division of reps?
Yeah, we both took reps. We both took reps, and he did a good job.
Nate, just with respect to the Colts specifically, I know you never want to go into any game assuming anything because every game's different, but do you see opportunities there in the pass game for you guys this week?
Definitely. Kind of see that every week, hopefully. I mean, they're a great team, very talented DBs. Gonna have some young DBs too, which is good. I got to, train against some of them in this offseason. So I know they're very talented and gonna be a tough challenge for us.
So what about stringing positive plays together, series to series, outside of maybe the first drive last week, has been a bit of fits and starts for you guys. How do you kind of string together one positive play after another as a unit? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about any one guy, but just getting the group all on the same page, play after play after play.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to getting to fundamentals, and doing the little things right. That's really when I think offenses really execute is all the little things. There's a lot of attention to that detail and a lot of work and practice. Then you go out there and you execute.
How do you balance? You're known as a quarterback that gets the ball out fast, on rhythm, in time, all of that. Mm-hmm. How do you guard against DBs maybe banking on that and squatting a little, or how do you balance it out where you're not giving them the same look, maybe, so to speak, every time you drop that?
Yeah, I mean, every time you drop back and throw, it's not always a perfect three steps and get the ball out. I mean, that kind of helps, and it's really just about taking what the defense gives you. If they're going to squat, then you'll throw over. If they're going to play off, you'll throw under. So it's just about what the defense gives you every week. You like to be in rhythm with everything you do, but it's football. You get a lot of off-rhythm throws, too.
I'm just thinking toss a hitch in there and
really
get them good.
What part of your game would you say has improved the most, maybe, that you see, even when you watch on film, since maybe the beginning of the year, maybe even to the middle of the year to now?
I think just the comfortability with the offense. I mean, I think every rep you get more comfortable, and I feel like I'm getting a better rhythm, I think, with it, with my feet. Not having to rush things or anything like that, but just really feeling comfortable in this offense.
Is there any awkwardness to not knowing for sure what your status is, other than the fact that, okay, Tyrod's not practicing, so you were out there practicing and getting more reps today? Do you want to know more? Do you want more of a commitment on Wednesday before a game?
Not really, because it's always the same. I'm always ready to play. This is maybe a little bit more helpful because I'm getting more reps, but at the same time, I'm always ready to play, and it's the same week in and week out.
How much would having Kelvin Benjamin back in the lineup help? I mean, I'm assuming tremendously.
Yeah, for sure. He's a big target out there, wants to go up and make some plays, so we're trying to get that timing back and things, but we got a lot of talented receivers out there, so I'm excited. I mean, all of us are working hard in practice, and excited to see what we do Sunday.
Nathan, how much of the film of that Chargers game did you watch? And when in the week, when in the process since, have you pushed it aside?
Yeah, a lot. Probably watched it three or four times, over the course of that week. And, just tried to learn things from it. I mean, obviously there's some things that go wrong, but there's a lot of things I could have done better to, minimize what goes wrong and, not make it a huge deal. So it's always learning, and I've learned a lot even from this past Sunday. Even from the day of practice, too.
How challenging is it? Because that's probably the worst game you've ever played. How challenging is it to go over and over and look so meticulously at a performance like that?
I don't know. It's kind of the same thing. It's like I said earlier, my confidence always stayed the same. So when I criticize myself, I criticize myself if it's a great game or bad game or whatever. So, yeah, it's kind of just the same approach.
Could be a weather game this weekend. I know you played in weather like this before. Just how do you feel about the potential snow game in terms of affecting your game, if at all?
I'm excited. I saw the snow out there already, and you know, if there's snow on the ground, I never played with snow on the ground, so I'll be excited to get that opportunity. I think, you know, that's Buffalo. That's part of it here. That's our home field advantage.